9:30 on a Wednesday morning, an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning with Casey Williams from Green Country Village, and of course it's situated actually on right the corner from Taco Bell and from Walmart, and easy to find, right adjacent to Elder Care, so a great location for you.
It really is. Over on Swan Drive, we have our independent living community as well as assisted living and memory care, and as you well know, Elder Care is a wonderful resource for all things seniors, not just senior living. And we are happy to not really partner, because residents are welcome to have whoever, companion care and home health, but Elder Care Brighter Living does have an apartment on site. So that's really convenient for our residents that might need just a little bit more hands-on, or somebody to run their errands for them.
Now, whether you're catering to the independent living crew or to the assisted living crew, both can need somebody that just stop by once in a while and does whatever it is they do.
Absolutely. And some residents choose that maybe a few years ago they were completely independent and they just want a little more assistance, or maybe somebody to fill up their medicine boxes. And that makes it convenient for them to be able to stay in independent living without needing to move to a different apartment in assisted living.
And yeah, and I think that's the partnership works well for two concerns, catering to a similar audience and with a shared mission somewhere along the line.
Absolutely. One thing I was going to talk a little bit about is our assisted living area. We have two communities within assisted living. One is just assisted living. We call it independent living with assistance. What makes us unique to assisted living here in Bartlesville is it's an open community. Residents are free to come and go, use our transportation, go on field trips, but there is nursing staff in assisted living, so maybe they will help administer medications, or if there's just needing a little more hands-on, like bathing help or something like that, it makes it nice. But then those residents can go to Walmart on Mondays in the bus, or go to the community center with the rest of the crowd.
So. A little bit of help on what Social Security is defined as the activities of daily living.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then we also have our memory care. We call it Lakeview. And Lakeview really does attend to those people with memory loss and dementia. And we're really excited. Life Care Services, which is our management company, they are going to bring in trainers to help all the staff that deal with the people in Lakeview, and it's called Heartfelt Connections. And what Heartfelt Connections is it is specific training for housekeeping, maybe the servers, nurses aides, medicine, you know, med aides, also our nurses, but also all the directors throughout the community will be doing this training. And what it is, it's specific training for the residents with memory loss. They do talk about the 24-hour brain, which with people with dementia, sometimes they... Let me think what I want to say is the activities are paired with the function level of the brain at specific times. So in the morning, maybe they work on a puzzle or do artwork. And in the evenings, maybe it's time to quiet down, go for a walk, that sort of things. But with this Heartfelt Connections, they really do try to attend to the specific needs of our residents. One thing that I'm looking forward to, especially as a former teacher, I could see how helpful this is. They're going to help us put life stations throughout the Lakeview community. There might be an office desk. So a former secretary or former Phillips 66 employee might be able to do some activities that are familiar to them.
Oh, sure.
And something that they enjoyed doing.
And I can see how that could help out with what I'm going to call the circadian rhythm of their life. You talked about activities specific to morning or specific to evening. And if they're doing something that they relate to what was their work day, it would be just one more part of that 24-hour period, whether it's a real 24 hours or not.
Correct. And I do think sometimes there's agitation with people that are struggling with memory loss. There's some frustration sometimes.
Sure.
And if there is a laundry area that they can be folding laundry, if they were a homemaker, or an art center that a former artist would like to enjoy, I think that there's a lot more calmness. I believe that they'll be more entertained, for a bit, lack of a better word, but really more just important work for our residents in Lakeview.
Well, I can, and I know that's one thing that we frequently talk about with people that are part of that population is just keeping activities, keeping the things that are familiar, but by the same token, exercising the brain a little bit.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to it on a personal level because my family is dealing with someone with Alzheimer's, and so I can't wait to utilize some of the things that I learn through Heartfelt Connections to help contribute to my family. And one thing that is really important that we will be doing more in depth, you know, our nursing staff and the people that work with these residents are just a special group of folks. And they know these particular residents and a lot about them. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that Heartfelt Connections is going to encourage us to do is really delve into the personal lives of each and every resident so that we can engage in meaningful discussions and activities, just kind of like what we were talking about at the the office desk or art center or something like that.
So the better biography that you have of those individuals, from family members, from friends, people who can tell you about what their life was when they were 35 or when they were 50, would help you out a lot.
I think so. You know, long-term memory seems to stay around longer than the short-term memory. Mm-hmm. And so for us to be able to discuss maybe, so tell me more about that trip to England when you were 35, mm-hmm. or tell me about when you lived in Billings, Montana. And so that is that personal connection. And also the loved ones, the family members, can feel really secure that their loved one is getting that whole person attention, not just medical or not just, you know, care, the daily living activities. And so one thing that I have seen from my own family and then others with people dealing with dementia and other memory losses is the caregivers. It's very stressful. It can be overwhelming. And a place like Lakeview, the loved one can feel secure, especially with this training throughout the whole community, knowing that their loved one is going to have that special attention so that they can go back to being just the daughter or the loving spouse or the grandchild. And change that dynamic again and let somebody else care for their loved one.
Yeah, and I think that's so important for the family member, because they do become increasingly not only the connection, but also still the spouse, still the daughter, the son, whatever it might be. But they become one of the few faces that individual remembers and recognizes.
Absolutely. And it's lovely to see. We see family members in Lakeview all the time, and they're so welcome. And I know that it's a relief to come and just dine with your parent or sit with your wife or your husband and read a story or watch a movie and not feel like, okay, now it's time for me to make sure this happens and the medicines and that kind of stuff. So it's a nice relief, and it's a nice nice way for that loved one.
Well, and as the condition worsens, the length of time where the conversation resets gets smaller, and it becomes a strain for that family member, that loved one. Yes, I want to go see mom, I want to go see spouse, whichever, but boy, it's more work than it used to be.
Correct. And again, I just can't speak about the staff enough. They are just special people that work with the residents in Lakeview. One of the things that we will be talking about in Heartfelt Connections too is that they really stress to us that we remember that the capabilities that remain are so much more important than the ones that are lost. Mm-hmm. So we don't need to, we can mourn that a little bit, but what can they do if they're still enjoying singing, if they're still enjoying artwork, maybe a little bit of clay or something like that, puzzles.
Sure.
So things like that. So that is what we will be, you know, really focusing on for those capabilities of that particular individual.
Yeah, and I'm sure that you will, just as the training goes on, apply those lessons learned and go beyond that so that you're tailoring it to each individual that's there.
It is, and with our small, intimate community, that'll be really easy to do. We have a high ratio of staff to residents, mm-hmm. and what I have seen, too, is maybe the housekeeper notices a resident and she stops what she's doing and goes and attends to that resident. So it's everyone's job mm-hmm. at Lakeview for what that individual person would need.
Yeah, and I think that means so much more to the family.
I would think the
value that you're providing for the family mm-hmm. just is that much greater.
Mm-hmm. It's a difficult time in everyone's lives, and so to know that they're secure and safe and being well-loved is huge. So yeah. I think that's wonderful. I did want to talk a little bit, too. In independent living, on January 31st, we are going to have a resident council, or not a resident council, a resident panel.
Okay.
Of four or five residents who want to talk about their experience, what helped them to decide to move into Green Country. We're having a soup lunch. It's 11:30 to 1, so you get to try our chef's wonderful food.
Sounds great.
So I invite your listeners to come. If they would call at 335-2086 and RSVP so we can have enough soup for everyone.
Well, you don't have to water it down or stick a stone in it.
That's right. No stone soup here. And so this is a great opportunity for the people that have walked before you to ask those questions, to hear what they have to say, because it's not an easy decision to move out of your home after many years. And how did these particular residents make that decision?
Yeah, and I think that's important because you probably will find something, more than one something, but probably find something that you can identify with and say, that's my story.
That's my story. How do I downsize? Or, you know, I don't want to leave my house, but I also don't want to do the yard. And I really can't speak to that myself because I still live at home with my family, mm-hmm. and I can say what I think the value that Green Country Village offers, but it's not really the same as someone that's here living in Green Country and, you know, enjoying the social aspects, the meal times, the parties, things like that.
Yeah, and I think the stories of, well, once I got here, this mm-hmm. and this and this compensated for what I thought I was giving up.
Absolutely, and I think that'll be a meaningful time together. So I do want to invite anyone that's even starting to be interested in moving to Green Country Village to give us a call and stop off for that resident panel.
Yeah, that'll be great. So again, that's coming up on the 31st.
I believe that's a Thursday.
Sounds
Thursday-ish.
I had to think of an event on the 1st, which is a Friday. So yeah.
That's okay, very good. So Thursday, January 31st from 11:30 to 1 at Green Country Village. We're located at 1025 Swan Drive. And like you said, it's by Taco Bell, it's by Walmart, very conveniently located by Elder Care.
Yeah, and so stop by, make that phone call, get that reservation in. Yeah, they probably would accommodate you and put an extra chair in the room, but sooner or later, you're going to run out of soup that way.
Well, and I just want to make sure that there's enough delicious soup for anybody that comes in, because it's going to be good, I tell you.
Yeah.
This weather today is perfect soup weather.
Isn't great, yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you're a soup lover, this is a good time of year for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a great chef. People need to stop by and taste what's going on.
Absolutely. And proud of our culinary services.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and of course that is a benefit available in independent living as well as all the other functions of what goes on at Green Country Village.
Absolutely.
Stop by, make that phone call, send an email, however you get it in, ask for that appointment for a tour, and then be there on the 31st to hear the stories.
That sounds great.
Thank you so much. Casey Williams this morning on a one-on-one with Green Country Village on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.